This is Running on Sunshine. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about anything from runs down here in the South to nutrition. Now let's pop the hops on sunshine and get this pod started. Hi, everybody. It's Meg. And this week I have a special guest, my dear, sweet running friend, Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Yay. So excited to have you. Today we are going to talk about fueling. We have some fueling ideas if you've been trying to troubleshoot your fueling needs and maybe have hit a slump in some areas or are looking for some things that you can take with you for longer portions of your day, et cetera, or recovery. In the meantime, Stephanie is going to take over for Chris today and do our beer. I'm so excited.
Yes, I am excited too. Do you want me to go on
it? Yeah, do it.
All right. So tonight we are drinking from, I'm going to butcher this, Sagata Brewing. It's brewed in Michigan. And I would love to visit Michigan. And I think their can's really cute because it says, "Here's to Happy." And it's a Neapolitan milk stout. And I think it's going to be really good.
Are you a fan of a milk stout?
I am.
Me too. I know. I'm excited you're here because I am a stout girl and you are a stout girl.
Yes. It is my go-to. Even on a hot summer day, I will have a stout.
Yeah.
Hands down.
I'm here for that.
So.
I'm going to take a stand off this. It's making noise. All right. Let's pop it. I'll take your mic for you and set it down. That was a really good one. I know. And so Kristen's kind of notorious for spilling the beer everywhere. You're already doing better. Good job. Good
Yay.
Job.
I mean, I only poured the first glass. Let's see. Try to get it even.
Well, it's not that serious.
Very serious. Okay, we're in.
All right. So excited. I'm actually going to take that and trade you that.
Yay. Cool.
We got this. All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Awesome. Okay.
Smells good.
It smells delicious.
Yeah.
You can definitely taste the chocolate.
Yeah. I think that's all I taste.
I feel like there's...
It's light. For a stout,
wait,
it's light.
Okay, sorry, everyone. Bear with us for a second. Do this with your tongue. Can you taste a strawberry?
I can.
That's weird. How crazy is that? Oh my God, I am so here for this beer.
Yeah, this, I would get this again.
Oh my gosh, this is delicious.
This is good.
This is, okay, everyone, we're giving this one a 2 thumbs up.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
I approve. Wow. I like it because it is, for a stout, it is very light and very good.
Yeah, and when I think a milk stout too, I think something that's heavier and it's really light. You're right. That's amazing.
It is very tasty.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's dig in. Stephanie, before we get into the fueling part, let's talk to everybody. You did your first marathon this last year.
Yes, and I would like to thank you for your encouragement of signing up.
Was it encouragement or forcing?
Friendly forcing, yes.
Yay, so exciting. And you're going back. You loved it so much.
I did. I'm reminding myself I did.
Yes, you
because
did.
Because it is a lot of miles, but I'm looking forward to beating my time. That's my goal.
You're gonna crush it. You're amazing. And
I'm training more for it.
I was so emotional when you finished.
I was emotional. When I crossed that finish line, it was one of the best moments of my life, like finally finishing.
Oh my gosh. And you want to share with everyone what your first marathon was?
Disney.
Of course.
Oh my God, it was the best.
You're going back to Disney with us. So we may hear from Stephanie again if you're interested about a Disney marathon weekend recap.
Yes, I'm in.
In the future, so that's awesome. So with that comes long run training, comes fueling, all that good stuff. So tonight we wanted to talk about some normal fueling practices. If you're new to running, we always try to hit on that. And then also some kind of unorthodox fueling that I like to do. And then also some vegan fueling as well. So if you are someone who doesn't necessarily want to do something that has an animal byproduct in it, but are looking for something that lasts a really long time, I've recently been doing a lot of vegan fueling and it is lasts forever. So oh my gosh. Sorry, everybody. I'm having like a beer moment.
Beer's really good.
So good. So let's dig into it. So obviously, there are electrolyte beverages like Gatorade. If you're unfamiliar with Noon, that's always amazing. Beverages that I like to drink in my pack, and I don't know if you carry anything other than water when you do long runs, is Tailwind. Yeah. Have you ever heard of Tailwind?
I haven't.
Tailwind is an amazing product. It actually tastes delicious because I get like nauseous on something like a goo. Mm-hmm. And it has caffeine in it. It has a little bit of sugar, some salt, so it helps with the swelling. Mm-hmm. But man, some Tailwinds at like mile 10, and I feel like I can go, go, go.
I'm going to have to give that a try.
You're going to have to. I can give you some to take home with you if you'd like. Yeah.
I am definitely a water girl.
Yeah.
I carry it around every mile.
Yeah. The only thing, so my downside with Tailwind is it can make your pack or your bottle smell or taste like Tailwind moving forward.
So you have to have a designated bottle.
Yeah, a designated bottle, exactly. And then my other downside with Tailwind, it's like kind of embarrassing to even say out loud, is that it does make you have to go to the bathroom.
I was wondering.
It's the caffeine. At least for me, it does. However, so I'm every morning cup of coffee kind of gal. Yep. And sometimes if I'm out on my long runs, by the time I was getting back, I was having really bad headaches because I was missing my caffeine. Mm-hmm. But because the Tailwind has the caffeine in it, excuse me, not the coffee, it gets rid of those headaches. So to me, it's an extra reason to use that as a product because I can run until 10, 11 o'clock and not get one of those caffeine headaches.
Interesting. Yeah, I also depend on coffee every morning for many reasons. And now I might have to give that a try because I could use a little kick because I do get a little tired after a long run. And a nice little boost would help.
A jolt? No, yeah. It's like go-go juice is what I call it.
Really?
Like, yeah, it's intense. Huh. Yeah. So, and I don't use a whole serving. Like, it tells you to use so much, but I don't do that because to me, it's too much. Like, the flavor actually makes me a little nauseous. Mm. So I'll use like 1/3 or 1/4 of what they suggest. Mm-hmm. Another beverage that I use a lot of times with my running is kefir. Have you ever had kefir or kefir, depending on who you're talking to?
No.
It is a yogurt beverage, so I'll do this before I run. And it's used a lot of times because it has probiotics for like stomach ulcers and things of that nature, but it coats the stomach. And so I'll have some of that before I go out and run, and it's really gentle on my stomach. So if I've been out like drinking the night before, or I've had nachos or something bilious, then I'll like take a glass of that and then go, and it's great. And it fuels me, and it also makes my tummy feel good at the same time. So that's really nice. But that's not long-term running. That's obviously for like 3 to 5 miles to kind of get you through. So now let's move out of beverages. Did you say you have a beverage that you like?
Well, my go-to is not very conventional probably, but it's just the way I am. Orange juice. I like to have a glass of orange juice before I either go work out at the gym or take my run. Because it's that vitamin C just gets me going. It tastes so good.
Have you ever felt like it made your stomach acidic?
No. I think because I have a small glass, so yeah, maybe less than 8 ounces. I mean, it's pretty tiny, 4 ounces. That it hasn't had an effect, thankfully.
That's interesting. Yeah. I've never tried orange juice for a fuel, but I could see like with the sugar and all that good stuff, how it could work.
And then usually what I do after either work out at the gym or a run is I have a protein shake. Driven Nutrition, if anyone's heard of that. It's really great. And I love, it's like a dessert to me because it's cinnamon roll flavor. Ooh. Yeah. And it's, at first I thought that was a joke. And I was like, there's no way that's going to taste actually like a cinnamon roll. I can vouch.
Yeah.
Very good.
Can you share with everyone how you drink it though? Because it freaked me out.
With just water.
It's weird.
I started out with the recommendation of half water, half almond milk or milk to like thicken it up a little bit. Don't need it. Straight water.
That is so creepy. So you're drinking cinnamon roll flavored water.
Yeah, when you say it like that, it sounds a little scary. But it is so, I'm telling you, so good. Trust me.
I want to taste it sometime, but I'm scared to taste it.
You'll thank me. And you'll be like very energized because of all the protein.
I do Her Way protein powder afterwards sometimes, and I'll do smoothies or I'll do it with the milk, and I do chocolate eclair. I've tried the cupcake. It's not that great, but the chocolate eclair is delicious if someone's looking for a female-centric protein powder.
Now I'm thinking, I remember one time when I was still a newbie to my protein powder of just water, I did make it with peanut butter and milk and water and ice and, you know, mm-hmm. mixed it all up. That was a pretty, it was almost like a Java chip frappuccino.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it on top of yogurt, like a vanilla yogurt?
I have, and it's delightful.
Is it? Have you ever done it in an oatmeal? I'm so nosy.
No. I am not an oatmeal fan.
Oh, really?
I'm strange.
I'm so bizarrely obsessed with the oatmeal from Starbucks and the oatmeal from McDonald's. It's my only thing I love at McDonald's. So bad.
Oh my God, no. McDonald's has that, don't they have the hash brown patties?
Oh, the hash browns are good. Yeah, oh, I'll eat so that. Good. But I'm obsessed with the oatmeal.
Hmm.
And off topic, Steak and Shake used to have the best cottage cheese. And I was so sad when they took it off the menu because I loved it so much.
This is also going off topic, but being from Miami, you remember Tony Roma's?
Of course.
If I remember correctly, I think it was Tony Roma's that had a salad bar?
Yes.
Cottage cheese.
They did.
Delightful.
Didn't they have cheese in their cottage cheese?
Yes, they did.
Oh my gosh, we're such weirdos.
So good. Okay. And I remember Steak and Ale too, but I digress.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we've talked about beverages. Now let's move over to foods. There's different kinds of foods that people like to do with fueling. There are some all natural, organic, bars, candy.
Mm-hmm.
So let's dig in. So naturally, so actually, now that you say that you drink orange juice, I take orange slices with me.
Ah.
And the idea of it juiced just weirded me out. And I do not know why.
Probably because it's so simple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe.
So I will bag up for my marathons. I'll bag up orange slices. I'll pre-slice them. That's and I'll put them in bags. Yeah. But I mean, at mile 24, sometimes it's like fair. Totally worth it. And then I also carry a pantry with me when I do a marathon because in my mind I'm like, what if I'm hungry for this? What if I want a peanut butter sandwich? Like,
see, I depended on Disney for that. And I say, thank you, Disney. Great job. Because every few miles they were just giving away food and I was like, yes, I'll take that Snickers bar.
I'll take that banana that's been sitting in the heat and the sunshine.
Fine.
It's delicious.
It's fine. It's ripe.
Could you mind swatting the fly off for me?
Yeah. When they like wanted to drench you with water using a sponge, mm-hmm. I was all in.
The sponge is my favorite part.
Yeah, I was very happy to see that person.
Yeah, it's so great. Yeah, I do agree. Disney does a great job in giving you food and fueling you. Asheville Half Marathon at the Biltmore is sponsored by one of the local grocery stores. And oh my gosh, like there's a cookie station and a soda station during the ran.
That's nice.
So nice. So good. So to that end, I will carry oranges with me. The other thing I will carry with me, if you're looking for something unconventional that is a fueling genius, brilliant idea, are peanut butter packets.
Oh.
Like, have you ever seen the Justin?
Yes, yes. I love Justin mm-hmm. packets. Isn't that almond butter?
They have almond butter, they have cashew butter, hazelnut butter, all different kinds. I mean, you can practically get one that's like Nutella flavored.
Yeah, yeah.
And carry that.
That's a really great idea.
Yeah, and then you just tear it off and go. Something else that I'll do is I'll snag honey packets at Starbucks. And a lot of people will like take stingers with them. And I'll just steal the honey packets and tear the edge off the honey packet. And I'll suck on that while I'm running. And that's one of my favorite things. It's so nice and gentle on your stomach. Gives you a lot of energy. All that good stuff.
That's really smart.
What about candy? Have you done candy during your long run?
Yeah, I did. When we went to the expo, they had those Jelly Belly-esque mm-hmm. candies that had, I don't know, something in it that could help me keep going. And I was like, ooh, Jelly Belly? You had me at that. I don't care.
But they don't taste like Jelly Bellies. They're
disappointed. It was a little disappointing, but I still ate it because I think by mile, like, 18, I didn't really care.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed something. And it got me through. I probably wouldn't buy it again. I like your idea of the honey packets. Mm-hmm. That sounds very appealing.
I think you could do regular jelly beans, though. I mean, the deal with those is that they're supposed to have extra electrolytes in them for mm-hmm. you and help you fuel. But I genuinely think that, like, you could just do a nice piece of candy, like a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, or a Werther's.
A Werther's Original seems intense on a run, but
I'm like, I am in on that. If it's, like, not what's recommended, I will probably go with it, yeah.
Your face lit up. A Werther's? Yeah. Like you're an 80-year-old lady. Let me tuck it in the sleeve of my cardigan and pull it out mid-race.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm already thinking about that.
To the extent of, like, like little old lady. I like to carry peppermints with me though, because peppermint naturally calms your stomach. And so I've had a few times where I've unknowingly had stomach ulcers and been out on a marathon or half marathon. And so the peppermint really helps to like calm the stomach. It also is great for nausea. So if you're someone who thinks you might feel a little nosh during your race, and I'll carry extra, again, I'm like a walking pantry. I'll carry extra with me so I can hand them out to people while running. If somebody's like, if I overhear someone saying they don't feel well.
Gosh. So I did not think you had all of those things on you when I saw you.
Oh my gosh. This
you
year
carry it well.
When we go, you should ask me to unpack my pack. Cause Jen, who our friend Jen, who went with us was like, oh my God.
I had my headphones, my cell phone, and my faux jelly beans.
She She literally just pulled the pocket of her pants open, like the tight pants, and dumped M&Ms in it. And at first I thought it was disgusting. And then at like mile 18, she's like, you want some pocket chocolate? And I was like, oh my God, yeah, I do.
That's awesome.
I will eat that chocolate out of your pocket. What warm, gooey chocolate out of your pocket. It was surprisingly intact, those M&Ms.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I was impressed too.
Yeah, I did buy pants, running pants today in preparation for our marathon.
Awesome.
I'm very excited. They have sparkle in it. Oh, yeah. It's a glisten purple. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
They are amazing. It's by a women-owned company, Constantly Varied Gear.
Oh, I've seen their stuff.
Yeah. They have great, it's great quality.
Have you run in it before?
I have.
And very you recommend it?
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to them.
Yeah, they're great. I've done a lot of my training runs in those pants. And
That's awesome. That's very cool. So getting us back on track, another thing I will steal from restaurants and take with me on my runs, salt packets.
Do we need to have an intervention?
Maybe. Perhaps, yes. Salt packets.
That's smart.
So instead of doing the salt tabs, you get those little salt and pepper packets in your food, or they have them at checkout or whatever register area. And I'll just snag a couple salt packets and throw it in my bag or my waist pack or whatever I'm carrying. It's just so quick and easy. And then again, I always carry extra in case I need to hand them out to people, because that's who I am. So
I think that's really nice. I know the person who received them probably really appreciated it.
I'm a community runner. Well, one year I was unprepared because of a work trip for Marathon Weekend at Disney, and I showed up in shorts and a tank top, and it was 37, and that was the high for the day.
Yikes.
And so another runner had extra hand warmers and handed them off to me, and now I always feel like literally the entire day, she saved me. I just rubbed them up and down my body the entire time I was running, and I now feel like I need to pay it forward.
I think that's very nice.
Yeah, so I'm happy to do it, though. It makes me feel good.
Yeah.
So those are basically my like unorthodox, like normal fueling stuff for my vegan options. I mean, obviously the peanut butter still.
Right.
But some other things that I like to do are applesauce packets, the little ones that they have for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Those are awesome. They're like nice and light. They don't make you feel heavy when you eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got applesauce is an amazing carbohydrate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really great to fuel your races. And here's my super vegan pro tip right now that I'm obsessed with. Medjool dates.
What?
I'm not even kidding you right now.
Are they? So they're actually good.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah. Not a fan.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like candy.
Okay.
Well, just no one pay attention to Stephanie.
Yeah,
she's clearly
say,
got bad
I'm
taste.
Sorry. Let's go back to those honey packets.
So I will eat, what I've been doing is eating 2 Medjool dates before a long run, and I am not hungry for 10 miles, and I feel well-fueled off 2 dates.
Okay.
It is an unconventional food for sure, but when I tell you it is so, like, perfect for running, I don't even know. It, like, just perfectly fuels you.
Okay.
So I can't give it enough stars.
I'm learning things tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning that I need to go to McDonald's.
So those are my 2. So you can steal honey and salt?
Well, Starbucks for the honey, apparently.
Apparently.
I was there this morning. I wish I knew.
Panera. Panera also has honey packets.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right.
Shout out to you, Panera. So those are my like vegan fueling, like the applesauce, the dates, the peanut butter, all that good stuff. Like, spot on.
Nice.
Do you do chocolate milk after your races?
I have not. I am unconventional, I guess, all around. I actually don't like chocolate milk, which is a fun fact about me.
That is a fun fact
about me. I love all things coffee mixed with creamer.
Would you do a mocha?
I would. Hmm. Yeah, so there's no reason that I shouldn't like chocolate milk, mm-hmm. but I don't.
Interesting.
Yeah, usually my go-to before, during, and after mm-hmm. is the Snickers bar that they're handing out during the race, but a banana. Hmm. It's always a banana.
Gotta love a banana.
You know, it's... So sometimes what I do is if they're like more on the larger size, mm-hmm. I'll eat half before the run. And then I'll, you know, kind of fold it up mm-hmm. and stick it in my pocket, similar to Jen. And then halfway through, if I'm like, you know, I could use a little snack since I do the interval training. I usually have a minute break. Mm-hmm. And that's when I just... Take a few
pull
more
out your banana yeah. from your pocket.
And people think it's strange because I see their reactions and I don't care. And it doesn't weigh me down. You know, I think it's satisfying for mm-hmm. me. And then I'll just save the last little bit for later.
I love it.
I never throw out the peel on the ground. Put it back in the pocket.
My dopey pro tip for bananas is at the end of every day, take the banana with you for the next morning.
Smart.
And then you don't have to buy bananas. You don't have to worry about them in the hotel room.
Yeah.
So I do the 5K. I obviously don't really need the banana for the 5K.
No.
So then I'll take that one home for the 10K, take the one from the 10K home for the half for the full, et cetera.
That is a good tip.
And then by the time the full's over, I'm like, if I see another freaking banana this weekend, I'm going to lose my mind. Give me the cheese sauce.
You know, Mike always chuckles because whenever we go to the grocery store, I need specifically 4 bananas.
That's it?
Yes. I only have bananas the days that I exercise.
Mike doesn't eat bananas?
No, he does not.
Do you know, we get 12 to 16 bananas a week.
Wow.
One day I came home, I'm going to whisper because Greg's in the office. One day I came home and Greg had eaten 5 bananas in one sitting.
That is...
I know.
I mean,
he's a gigantic human, I know.
That's a lot of bananas. I have one before I work out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then I save one for my run.
That's impressive. You're very regimented. Good for you.
Certain things.
Yeah. That's really good. Well, chocolate milk, if you are not aware, is great for muscle recovery. Mm. And it just, there's been a bunch of studies around mm-hmm. chocolate milk that it's wonderful for helping you bounce back after a long
nice.
Run. So you may have to change that mind on the milk. But specifically chocolate milk. Like they've done studies with like, I guess, vitamin D milk and skim uh-huh. milk and I don't know, whatever. But whole like full fat chocolate milk after a race.
All right.
Supposedly the best.
I'm learning.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are kind of my ideas. Do you have any, do you think I missed anything, Steph? How do you feel? Would you like to add anything to your unorthodox food list?
No, I think that's it.
What's your favorite post-race food?
Pizza.
Me too. Pizza and beer.
Mm, I mean, that's why I run. Mm-hmm. So I can eat whatever I want.
We actually ate pizza right before this.
Yes, we did.
To prep.
Yeah, and I'm grateful. I feel very much in the zone.
good. Perfect. All right. Well, I am really grateful that you're here. And you're going to come back and do another episode with us in the
Heck
future.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
exciting. I'm so excited to have you here. I just love spending time with you.
I know. I love it
Selfish.
Too. This is so fun.
All right. Well, thanks so much. And bye, guys.
Bye.
Again for joining the show today, guys. Make sure you leave a review for us on this podcast and follow us on Facebook at Running on Sunshine. Also, if you feel like we've said anything in error, please reach out and let us know. Have a great day. Hey.